من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم expressed disapproval and turned away because a blind man came interrupting. And what will tell you that perhaps he will progress spiritually, or at least he will receive the advice, and the advice may be good for him. As for the one who shows an attitude and a disregard, then you pay attention to him, whereas you are not responsible that he spiritually progresses. For the one that comes to you rushing, fearing, then you do not pay attention to him. By no means this should not be. This is just an advice that whoever wills receive it. And this advice, that is the Quran, is contained in scriptures held in honor, exalted in dignity and pure, in the hands of scribes, honorable and righteous. Woe to mankind, what has made him disbelieve? From what stuff has he created him? From a drop. He has created him and molded him in due fashion, due proportion, then made the path easy for him, then gave him death and put him in his grave. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَ. And then when it will be his will, he will raise him up. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu is a blind sahabi, and he had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Rasulullah was having an audience with the elite Quraysh, Abu Jahl ibn Hisham, and Ubay ibn Khalf, Umayyah ibn Khalf, Utba and Shayba, all the leaders of the Quraysh, were by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in da'wat with these people. The meanwhile, a Muslim had accepted Islam long ago, he had come, and this whole audience that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been receiving was interrupted. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed disapproval, turned away, and Allah ta'ala corrects Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion, مَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. What will tell you, perhaps this person, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, radiyallahu, he may receive spiritual guidance, not these people that you have had an audience with. And Nabi Sam had felt that these were the elite of the Quraysh, they are the ones that have the influence, and if they accept, then this will facilitate the da'wat, it will be much easier for the rest of the Quraysh to accept. And as for Abdullah ibn Maktoum, then he is already a practicing old Muslim. If we delay him for some time, then it won't be a problem, he'll understand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this, did not agree with this. The lesson that we learn in Dawah here is, there can be two types of people that may be before us. One is that person who doesn't have a regard, who's not interested, is disconcerned. And the other is showing a lot of concern. The difference is perhaps the one doesn't have any social standing, he is not influential, he is despised. And the other one is one who has a social standing, he is influential. Now, in such a situation, who do we give preference to? So the Nabi Sassam felt this person, we can see to him later on, and these people here we do not get all the time. It is one occasion that we have got them, and perhaps they may receive the advice, and this will facilitate the da'wat, make it much more easier for us. Whereas the way to see situations and the way to conduct situations is that the one that is concerned and he's got a genuine fikr, he is the one that you need to attend to. He is one, his problem may be insignificant as compared to the others. Because the others are not even in Islam, they're not even near deen. And this person is got some deen and he's concerned. And when he's concerned and he fears Allah Ta'ala, then whatever is going to be told to him, then he is going to receive it wholeheartedly. And these people that don't have a concern will not know when they're going to accept, are they going to accept, and when they're going to accept, we don't know anything. There's no guarantee whatsoever. So this first person is to be preferred, though he doesn't have a standing. And they were normally, these type of people were the normal followers of the Anbiya, the ones that were downtrodden, despised, looked down upon. As compared to the influential, they came when the stream was already running with irresistible force, then only did they come. So they come right at the end, don't be concerned about them, and don't panic about them not accepting Islam. The other point that has been brought out by Al-Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that is also very, very important for people that are engaged in da'wat, that sometimes we want to win the confidence of a people that is keeping away from Islam, keeping a distance from deen, so we wish to win their confidence, wish them to come over. And in our aspiration for them coming over, we sometimes may be neglecting some of the important usools, some of the important principles of deen. Just to win them over, to curry favor with them, they may come closer to Islam, and our intentions may not be wrong. Our intention is for them to come into Islam, and they are influential, they come in, and it will have a lot of advantage. So, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahman says that this is not right. If we don't have such an approach, a compromising attitude and approach, compromising some way or the other, and as a result of this compromising, what happens is, those that were committed and true Muslims, they begin to doubt your integrity. Are you sincere? Are you correct? Or has your agenda changed? And they become disillusioned. The spirit that they had and the morale they had is definitely affected. So on account of this class of people, we will not sacrifice any of our principles. We will not compromise the standards. We will maintain the standards, though we will be polite and not aggressive. But we will not compromise the standards. We remain true, confirm, true and strong, and honest and loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the people that we are talking to and we are getting across. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَ. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about mankind and what has caused him to disbelieve. He doesn't see the thing that we have created him from, just from a drop. خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَ. So look, he must look at his beginnings, how humble and how despicable beginnings he had come up from, what stuff Allah Ta'ala has made him from. So he feels that this process is going to be impossible for Allah Ta'ala to repeat. But he doesn't see what stuff Allah Ta'ala has made him from, the drop, and how Allah Ta'ala had fashioned him in due proportion, made him perfect person, intelligence and all working faculties. فَقَدَّرَ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ. Then did he facilitate his path to this world from the constraints of his mother's womb, how Allah Ta'ala brought him up. Then he allows him to complete his life, end up his life, and then he's put into the grave. And then it's not the end of this entire life. Rather, when he wills, he will bring him up again, raise him up from his grave. Mankind has not fulfilled what Allah Ta'ala has commanded him with. He should see, فَلْيَنْزُلِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. That mankind look at his food. Food and how Allah Ta'ala provides that food for him. Look at this. He'll understand the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Perhaps he'll reflect. But perhaps he'll come back online. So look at the very food that Allah Ta'ala provides you with. It is we who pour down the water from the heavens. Then we cause the earth to split. And then we produce therefrom grains, grapes, greens, olives, dates, and dense gardens, fruit and fodder for your convenience and the convenience of your animals. So look at it. It is Allah Ta'ala that had provided what it was, just a seed. And then Allah Ta'ala caused that seed to sprout off out of the earth, come into vegetation, and then make it edible and enjoyable for you. So this is how Allah Ta'ala sustains life. And see your humble beginnings and how Allah Ta'ala grows you up and develops you in the different levels. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ. Now they want, they may reject. But when that loud blast, the deafening sound, when it comes eventually, then will man escape from his own brother, his mother and his father, his wife and his sons, his children. And every person will have such a concern that will make him indifferent towards others. He will be disconcerned towards others. وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ. On that day, many faces will be beaming with brightness, laughing and rejoicing. And there will be other faces that will be covered in dust. And darkness will cover it. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. These are the disbelievers and the sinful. Mira que me estoy